Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
JoJo Natson, JoJo from Florida. Then he went to Utah State for a few years. Then he transfers to Akron. Then he goes and signs as a free agent with the Colts. Then he ends up with the Jets. Then he ends up with the Rams. And now he's back in Northeast Ohio with the Browns. JoJo, you're certainly getting a lot of frequent flyer miles since leaving Florida, huh?
Oh yeah, man. I've been all over the place, man. It definitely feel good to be back in Northeast Ohio, I can tell you that.
And I root for guys like you, JoJo, because you weren't a high draft pick. You weren't drafted. You're a undrafted free agent. You've bounced around a bit, and you've developed this role as a good return man, especially. And you know, so I'll be rooting for you to do well. Talk about your role here with the Browns. What are they expecting from you, and what are you expecting to do here in Cleveland?
Well, like you say, man, my role is mainly as a returner. My biggest goal is, you know, go out there and try and flip the field for the offense, make the field as short as possible for the offense, and in doing that, you know, it'll be a good calling for the offense to go out there and score points, but. Like you say, man, I know my role, and I try and specialize in it. You know, I know if you know kick return and punt return is what I specialize in. So I take that role very serious, and I just go out there and work hard and try and make plays for my team.
Yeah, listen, JoJo, I understand your role, and obviously appreciate that you relish that opportunity. But man, I called your games in 2016 at Akron. And when you had 59 catches and 10 touchdowns, you can play some receiver now too. So if I'm you, I'm trying to get in with Stefanski and those guys in that wide receiver room and try to get on the field there as well, my man.
Oh, most definitely, man. You know, my receiving abilities is there as well. But like I say, man, I'm going there, work hard, and whatever, I'm going to let the chips fall where they lay and just go out there and work hard and, you know, find a niche at receiver. That'll be a plus as well. But like I say, man, I'm going into this thing with a clear mind and just ready to get to work.
JoJo, I played against a guy that I'm sure you're familiar with, Roscoe Parrish, very similar size. And I'll tell you what, man, those dudes are tough to get your hands on. 5'7", buck 60. There's a place for you in this league. I'm telling you.
Do you look at a guy like Roscoe? Yeah, I know Roscoe, man, definitely, man. He was an undersized guy, but like you say, man, you can't hit what you can't catch. And, you know, I know that, you know, a lot of those guys be much bigger, but like I said, they can't hit what they can't catch. And,
right,
man, it's just amazing just to, you know, to live out my dreams, you know, being an undersized guy and just always striving to be the best.
We're talking with new Browns wide receiver / return man, JoJo Natson. JoJo, you know, speaking of wide receiver, here in Cleveland, you get to play with Odell Beckham Jr., you get to play with Jarvis Landry, two guys who have been Pro Bowlers, all pros, obviously excellent receivers. What are you hoping to kind of learn from them?
Man, I'm just ready to get in and just get up under their wings, man, and just watch the way they attack, they go about their day, attack. Each day, each practice, and just learn from them in any way, shape, form possible, man. Those guys are some great wide receivers, and it's going to be amazing just to share, the wide receiver room with those guys, the locker room, and just seeing how they, the go about their business in the NFL is going to be amazing, and I'm, you know, excited to learn from those guys.
JoJo, I got to ask you, you know, as a guy from Lauderdale, and Lauderdale is beautiful, how the heck did you end up in Logan, Utah?
Man, I get this question so much, man. It's honestly, one of my friends from high school, he was a little older than me. He had committed to play at Utah State like 2 years before I came out, and it was kind of like a relationship and a pipeline there still. And you know, Utah State was my only offer, honestly, man. And they was the only school that took a chance on me, and I respected them for that, because not too many people took a chance on me, and you know, it worked out for the best, man. It was definitely a culture shock, man, coming from Florida to Utah, but it definitely was a great experience. I can say that.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with JoJo Natson, New Browns wide receiver and return man. JoJo, obviously, it's a crazy time for all of us, most of us in our homes. Nobody's getting together in big groups. There's no baseball going on. There's no basketball going on. There's no hockey. You know, the NFL offseason program is going to be canceled. It's hard for anybody to go anywhere. What can you do as long as this is going on to stay in the best possible shape?
Yeah, that's all, man. It's really tough right now, honestly, man. But there's a lot of the gyms are closing, man, just for, like, health reasons. But for me, and I know a couple of my friends, man, we just try and grind it out on our own as much as possible. We got, where we living at, like, a couple little facilities open. We run, like, hills or, you know, do a lot of, like, at-home workouts for now, nice. Man, because that's just, like, pretty much, you know, that's just what we got to do right now, but just because of the fact, you know, everything is, you know, with the coronavirus going on. So, but we making the best out of it, man. We still trying to stay in shape, and you know, and just, you know, hopefully all this stuff passed over so we can get back to our regular schedule, you know, program.
JoJo, are you still living on the West Coast? You back in Florida? Where are you guys working out at?
No, I'm still out here in California, man. I'm waiting till all this stuff clear up with the virus, and then, you know, I'll proceed with making a move to Cleveland.
Well, listen, man, here's some advice for you. I mean, at least you got some good weather. I mean, we're in Ohio right now, and it's just, it's been brutal.
I bet, man. I was telling my friends, man, I got to get back ready for the cold weather and the snow.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, at least you can go out in the street and run some sprints or something. I mean, do something like that, because you got some good weather.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking with JoJo Natson, NFL or Browns new wide receiver and return man. JoJo obviously spent the last couple of years with the Rams. You guys go to the Super Bowl. Talk about that experience. What was that like, and what was it like playing for Coach McVay?
Man, that my 2 years with the Rams was amazing, man. Like you say, that Super Bowl run was amazing, man. Like, honestly, to this day, it still doesn't feel real. You know, I wish we would have got the win, but just the experience alone was a blessing, and I'm forever thankful for the opportunity that the Rams gave me. But Coach McVay was a great coach, man. He just to see how he attacked the day and how engaged he is with his players. You know, we really fed off of that, and I think that had a lot to do with the success we had over there in the 2 years, and coming in, being a young guy, that was my second year.
Yeah.
Seeing how those guys go about their day with their bid, like everyone attacking their day, and you know, everybody was trying to reach one goal, and it was amazing just to be around and to be a part of. So I was very thankful for my 2 years with the Rams.
JoJo, halftime in the Super Bowl seems like it takes forever watching it. What's that like? You know, you're used to a certain amount of time at halftime. What is that like in the Super Bowl, having to sit through that extremely long halftime?
It was kind of like it was definitely different, man. We was able to actually hear like the performances going on out there, but most definitely we were staying engaged with the game and just, you know, being around in the locker room a little bit much longer. We just stayed engaged. Coaches kept us locked in, and we just try to, you know, just use that time. Actually, it was kind of helpful to use that time to get our mind and get our bodies right and come up with the game plan for the second half. So it was definitely never new to me.
You know, JoJo, playing for Sean McVay, is a bull asked you about a little bit there. Is he as smart as he comes across on TV and he's some of these interviews and his memory of being able to kind of remember every single play that he's ever called?
Yeah.
Like, is he really like that in person?
Definitely, definitely, man. What you see is what you get, man. Coach McVay is very, very unique guy, man. Very unique guy. Like I say, what you see is what you get, man. Coach McVay is very straight up and direct with you, and you know, he definitely a straight up guy.
What's the toughest thing about being an NFL player, JoJo?
The toughest thing, I would say, just trying to balance everything, man, because it's a long season, lot going on, just, you know, off the field, on the field, just
sure.
But I feel like, you know, after a couple years, you get kind of balanced out with it, and things kind of start to come with you once you find your everyday schedule, and you just get immune to it. But yeah. I think that's probably one of the toughest things with me, as far as just like trying to balance the schedule and everything. But definitely, like I say, it's definitely gotten better over the course of years.
New Browns wide receiver / kick returner JoJo Natson, of course, played at Akron his last season before getting into the league. You know, JoJo, these times are tough with, you know, being able to be around the facilities and things like that. Are coaches allowed to digitally give you guys playbooks and things like that? What's the communication like right now?
Well, with everything going on, man, like you said, it's kind of tough with a lot with this the crisis that's going on with this virus. So it's kind of tough with as far as, you know, getting dialed in with the playbooks and all that. So I think right now the biggest thing is for everyone, you know, everyone is just, you know, just trying to deal with this crisis first, and then you know, of course, probably after this crisis is over with, man, we'll get dialed into that on that scenario.
All right, so let's lighten it up just a little bit, because, you know, you talk about how tough it is. We're all going through something right now. We're all pretty much quarantined in our house. We're trying to do the right thing, social distancing and all that. So my partner and I were like, you know, we talk sports 5 hours a day. There's no sports. So we're locking in, like, on all these shows on, like, Netflix and all these things that, you know, everyone seems to be doing, like, on social media. What are the Natsons doing? What's JoJo up to now that he's got so much free time? You playing some Call of Duty or Fortnite, or what's going on at home?
Well, you hit it on the head. What's crazy, man? You hit it on the head, because I haven't plugged my PlayStation up in about 6 months. But now that we all quarantined, man, I'm just, you know, at home. I get a workout in early in the day. I go home, just relax, call my family back home, check on them, and pretty much, like you say, man, we quarantine, and it's not really too much to do. I'm doing a lot of self-reflecting, and just writing down some goals, man, I want to accomplish this year with this new journey I'm about to take on, with these new beginnings, I say, with being the Cleveland right. Browns. So, you know, a lot of self-reflecting, and for the most part, but... like I say, man, yeah, it's definitely, you know, mind easing, you know, with not having too much to do, but, you know, I'm just taking this time to self-reflect and, you know, to get better, man, as a person.
JoJo, you talk about, you know, video games later. We're going to talk about the fact that some of the NASCAR drivers were playing some NASCAR video game. I don't know what it's called, but I'm not a big video game guy. And
yeah.
people were watching them play. Would you, if you played in a Madden tournament, I guess that's the best football game or whatever, would you be good at that? I mean, like, if you were playing against, you know, other NFL players in a Madden tournament, how do you think you'd fare?
Man, I don't think I'd stand a chance, man. Like I told you, man, I haven't turned this game system on in about 6 months, man. It took the quarantine for me to turn it on. So I'm still in skills training mode right now when it comes to Madden, but. I definitely got some partners though that'll definitely take some of those guys up on that.
All right, JoJo, here's the important thing. You're moving to Cleveland, you gotta learn the food scene a little bit. What is your favorite type of food? Favorite style?
I'm more of a seafood guy.
All right, Dustin, can we help him out with seafood?
Well,
I mean, we got him covered here.
Depends where you live. You live in downtown or near Cleveland, you go to Blue Point, which is the best in Really, I'd say all of Ohio. And then if you're down south towards Akron, where you played your college football, I'd say Kingfish is the best right there.
Or if you live out west, Sam and Dave's.
There you go.
If you live on the west side of town. So we'll take care of it.
I'm gonna mark those down, man. I'm definitely a big seafood guy, so I definitely have to see check those places out.
You a sushi guy?
Not really, man. Not really. I tried every now and then, but
yeah.
not too much of a big fan of sushi.
Well, JoJo, man, welcome to Cleveland. We appreciate you taking some time with us today. Stay safe, and we'll see you down the line. Thanks for joining us.
All right, I appreciate you guys having me, man.
You got it. JoJo Natson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.